And last week there was a big exciting announcement about eShores that they're going to inject, get this, $29.5 million into eShores. And to tell us where all that money's going to be spent and what we can expect, we're joined by Gladstone MP Glenn Butcher. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, look, we are fantastic that we get a chance to speak to you. Now, I'm just wondering, do you have to expand your bank account to 29? Did you like have an increase in your bank account to make sure that that $29.5 million is there?
No, I got nothing. It's all being done by the Gladstone Ports Corporation, so that their bank account will have the cash ready to go on this wonderful project.
And where is this cash being splashed?
So basically what we'll see down at the East Shores, everyone knows how wonderful it is, the stage one down there. This is basically the second stage of that development. So where the HMAS Gladstone currently ends, this development will be going from there right the way around to the point past Patsy Lee Place and continuing right around to the berthing port access there for the cruise ship. And what we'll see in this beautiful development is and the Maritime Museum going into the Ports Corporation building that's there with a big extension off the side of it. You'll see boardwalks, you'll see a cafe with seating for about 100 and something people. They're overlooking the water, there'll be an amphitheatre there, and then a cruise ship type terminal where those people coming in off the P&O cruise ships and other cruise ships coming in can get off and walk into our wonderful facility.
I think this sounds absolutely amazing. Now, I've just got a slight suggestion with some of this $29.5 million. Would we be able to create maybe like statues of like the people that you see around town, like maybe yourself or Matt Burnett, maybe even Carly and I could have a statue down there welcoming people off like the cruisers.
I know. Well, they wouldn't need much plaster cast to build one of the Marys, quite short. So.
So when can we expect all this to start?
Hopefully we can get this whole thing up and running by mid-year. Obviously, it still has to go through final design stages and all that sort of stuff. But talking to Leo Cesino, the chairman of the port, and the CEO, Peter O'Sullivan, they are keen as mustard to get this project up and running as soon as possible. So they've already got teams on this project, and as soon as this announcement was made, they're ready to start working on it and get going. So hopefully by mid-year, we'll see the wonderful facility down there expanded and work started.
Well, that sounds absolutely amazing. I'll send some sketches through, Glenn.
Just make sure you have that picture of me with my budgie snuggles in the lagoon or something like that. Probably put people off the design.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries at all. Thanks, guys.